Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Can't be measured. Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars and a young man that we're very excited to have on the program. He's been a fantastic defensive front man for the LSU Tigers. He was also at the NFLPA All-Star Game, and he's kind enough to join us. It's none other than Frank Heron. Frank, we appreciate you stopping by. What's it like knowing that your former teammates are going through spring ball drills and you're a few weeks from finding out where you're going to land in the National Football League?
Man, you know, it's a great process. It's a blessing. But, like, you know, the guys keep calling me. Like, you're like, Frank, you made it. And I'm like, nah, man, I got to make the 53. You know, you still, you know, they're stressful. But, you know, you got to keep God first. And, you know, you got to keep good people in your corner during this time.
Definitely, and I'm sure it's an exciting time, a roller coaster of different emotions each and every day as the days dwindle down till April 26th before this thing gets started in Jerry World in Dallas, Texas. So I'm curious, I mean, growing up as a young kid, I mean, was football your favorite sport, and have you always had that size?
Oh, no, I was a small kid. Basketball was my favorite sport. I played with a guy, you know, out of Memphis. You know, basketball is a big time, but I stopped growing. And I think I can rush the pass, so I might as well play a little football.
That's awesome, man. You know, the one thing I did not think we're good. One quote I don't think I was going to use out of this show, Frank, is a small kid. I mean, that's just awesome. I mean, because you're 6'3", 308. And I was doing some research, and people can go out there if they want to dissect it and try to verify it better than I. But I went through all the numbers today. And out of the guys invited to the combine, B.J. Hill and Deron Payne were the only 300-plus linemen to finish in the top 15, and you would have finished pound guys if you were invited to the combine. I think that's a pretty special thing. You ran a 5.09 at the Tigers Pro Day. So just shouting, a big shout-out to you. Did you realize that?
Man, I didn't know the guys at Traction which kept me going. His name is Mo. We call him Mo Hurdles. Man, he's a great guy. You know, told me what to do. Because, you know, he was a little stiff in the hips. And, you know, I felt like if I had more time with him, I would at least broke a 4.08.
Nice, man. I love it. Once again, Frank Heron, the LSU standout defensive lineman, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know the drill. If you miss any of the show in its entirety and want to listen to it again, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll have his full bio at collegetopro.com. You can find everything you need to know about him as the days, again, dwindle down till April 26th. So kind of take us through the nooks and crannies of this, man. I mean, coming out of high school, Memphis Central, you're a five-star recruit. I'm sure the entire country wanted you to play for him. And how did you know that the Tigers were going to be your best fit?
Man, that 2011 defense, you know, with all those great defensive linemen, you had Jabari Roscoe, Ego Ferguson, Michael Brocker, you know, of course, the Hunter Badger, Ed Reed, and, you know, Kiki Mingo, Sam Montgomery. Those guys, you know, they played football the right way, in my perspective. John Taylor was a great defensive coordinator and recruiter. He let guys get after the ball. You know, it wasn't too much thinking. Just go play ball, line up and rush the pass and stop the run.
That, you know what? That's how you win football games. And you were part of a very successful time as well with the Tigers. So, I mean, what was it like to start to grow your career? Because you know as well as anybody, it doesn't matter how good they say you are. Oh. Once you arrive at a place like that, you can kind of become invisible. But you didn't. But what was it like, and when did you kind of really get the feeling that what you're doing can take you to the next level?
Oh, man, you got to dial in. LSU, you know, they play young guys. And, like, I wasn't fortunate enough to play my freshman year because I had a little injury. But it was, like, it was so amazing because they really play, you know, young guys play here. And that was on the board. And then, like, you had guys like Tre'Davious White, Jamal Allen, Leonard Fournette, Kendall Beckwith, Duke Riley, who really, you know, play early in their career. So I guess you got to grow up fast in that program. You can't be, you know, you can't be dependable. You got to be dependable. You got to do your job, be accountable. In that program, so you really got to do your job. And by me saying that, it was a big. That's the one thing I learned. As playing the defensive line, if that B gap is yours, that's your B gap. You got to take care of that because you got to count on all 11 guys doing their job.
Definitely. And for you, man, if I throw you in the film room right now with some NFL scouts, they're breaking down tape. What are they going to love about you? What are those home run qualities where they're just going to pause the film and look at you and say, Frank, we got to bring you aboard?
Physical, hands. We'll do my job and we'll do my assignment. And also we'll get after the, you know, get after the play. You know, I love to stop the run because I feel like Coach O said it, man, you know, stop the run and have some fun. You know, for third and long, you know, you got to stop the run to have some fun.
I love it, man. I love it. You got to be a ball to play with. I can only imagine, I mean, the energy that you're bringing to the program, I can only imagine what it's like for the other guys to kind of be standing with you. And, I mean, is that fair to say? I mean, do you bring that charisma to the defense when you guys are lining up?
Try to be, you know, I don't want to be a stiff in the room. You know, when it's time to work, it's time to work. I like to work, but I like to also have fun. Like Coach O and Coach Pete, they used to throw a couple jokes out here and there. But, you know, I don't think they got me. You know, I feel like my jokes was the best. But I let them slide.
Oh, that's fantastic stuff. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, at this point, I'm sure teams know about everything about you they need to know. You were at the NFLPA game out in Los Angeles in January, so that was an opportunity for these guys to get to know you one-on-one. But, I mean, film room study, weight room warrior, team captain. I mean, go ahead.
You know, that was with the NFLPA game, that opened up a big opportunity because we played 4-3, and I wasn't in a 3-4, and they can see that I can actually do multiple things. So, you know, in a 4-3, you know, you really one gap, one sound. In a 3-4, sometimes you're two gapping, but you really holding up the block. So I get to show them that I can, you know, get off block, block, seek and shed, and get to the make a play. And I feel like that game, you know, the practices were fun, and I met a lot of great guys.
Definitely. And, you know, the thing that I love about your game is I love seeing numbers 97 in pursuit. I mean, you just have a great ability to chase the play down. I mean, if the play gets behind you guys, watching your highlights and your tape, man, it just seemed like, you know, 97, look at them chase the guy down. I mean, how much fun is it to kind of get that body moving and chase these guys?
Man, it's really fun, but it's really scary because if you're not chasing that ball Monday in film, you are done. You got up, down, and I was more scared of up, down than what coaches are going to say. Because you never know, we got to be accountable. Because, like, so we all talk about hustling to the ball, rally around the ball. We into that ball, man, I'm telling you, we're going to have like 1,000 up downs. And up down for a 300 pounder, no fun, I'm telling you.
I'm sure you didn't have to do that often because I'm sure you brought it week in, week out. What's you're 2 weeks away. I mean, how do the next few weeks pan out for you? I mean, what are you up to?
Man, okay. Like you were saying earlier about how the guys are spring ball. So I'll be calling them up and stuff. They're like, man, we in class, Frank. I'm like, man. So I'll be spending time with my daughters mostly. Or then I just start downloading this new game called Fortnite because, like, I work out in the morning and that's it. for the day, you know. That's it. I've been playing Fortnite. I've been playing Fortnite here, and I'm trying to get pretty good.
Are you coming around? Are you pretty good at the video games?
I'm okay. I got number one like 3 times, but I'm playing with my teammate Christian and Greg, so we're basically doing the same thing. Like when we're done working out, we'll go grab some food. The next thing you know, we're hopping online at Fortnite.
Excellent stuff. Once again, the LSU Tigers standout defensive lineman Frank Heron here on the C2B as we peel back the layers about what this young man brings to the next level, because he's probably going to be playing for your favorite NFL team in a very short amount of time. Again, 2 weeks remain before things get started in Jerry World, April 26th. And this is going to be a name I think we hear called because it's just the talent just kind of very oozes. And we mentioned that 40 time at his pro day, 5.09 out of the 300 pounders down at the combine, he would have been amongst the best. Only B.J. Hill from North Carolina State and Deron Payne from Alabama had faster times than him, according to the guys and according to our numbers. And, again, I think that's pretty special stuff. For you, I mean, we always like to have some fun, and I could keep you on for another hour. You've been fantastic. But we do like to have a little bit of fun with you guys with some off-the-wall stuff before we let you go. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
All right. I'm trying.
All right.
Okay.
Now, Coach O, does anybody do a great impersonation of him when they do it in front of him?
We got this one guy, he's not there anymore, Kendall Beckwith. He's a choir guy, but he did a great Coach O impersonation. But we got this dude named Braden Fajoco. Oh, man, he does a great one. He does a great one.
Excellent. Would he do it in front of him?
No, I don't think he'll do it in front of him. But, like, one day we sit in the meeting room, everybody, like, on their phone and stuff. He just came out of nowhere, hey. And, like, you know, everybody looked up because we thought that was him. Because, you know, I don't think no one can, you know, get that Cajun voice correct but him.
That's fantastic. And how about this one, Frank? It's a very popular thing right now where guys are getting their cleats or spikes painted. If you could have any theme or idea painted on your shoes, what do you want to see down there?
I was going to do one because I love my two beautiful daughters. I was going to get one of Memphis because one of my daughters born in Memphis, and one of the city of Baton Rouge because one of my daughters born in Baton Rouge. So, you know, I think that would be pretty cool, you know, having two different cleats, you know, that symbolize where they were born and tradition and, you know, where the main two places I didn't live, you know, my college career and where I grew up at.
How old are they?
4 and 6 months.
Oh, man, wow, you got a newborn, basically. God bless you, Frank. And that four-year-old, you know what it's like. I mean, it's like your Elvis when you come home, right? I mean, there's no better.
Man.
I mean, how excited is she? And I'm sure you feed off of it.
Man, we was at the pro day. Somebody told me, look to my left, and I saw her over there trying to imitate me going through the bags, and it was just so funny. And then I'm over here crying. It's supposed to be the serious moment. I'm over here laughing because it's so funny. You know, they like sponges. They feed off everything you do, and you just try to teach them the right things. And it's just been a ball. You know, I watched her growing up, and I'm watching her sister growing up. She watched her sister growing up, and it's just so amazing. Like, I feel old now because next year she's starting kindergarten. I mean, pre-K.
Yeah. I know, it goes fast. Trust me, it goes fast. My son's off to college this year, so it goes crazy fast, Frank. Yeah, so stay young at heart, and they keep you young at heart. And then the final question, we're going to line you one more time. One more time you're going to line up in that Tigers uniform. You're going to come off the edge, Frank. What college quarterback are you going to sack and why?
Oh, Alabama, man, because I didn't get a chance to beat him in my, you know, my 5 years of being there. But I feel like if the Tigers do what Coach O has been expecting them to coach them, like, I've been watching from afar, you know, because I'm a fan now, but I don't want to get caught up as a player. I've been watching as afar, and I think they're gonna be special this year, and I think they can go 12-0, personally, in my opinion.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, man, you're pretty special, too. You've been a fantastic force. I'm sure the LSU faithful are going to miss seeing number 97 do his thing. But, Frank, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Best of luck this week. And, obviously, in 2 weeks, man, I can't wait to hear your name call.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Once again, that is Frank Herron, the standout LSU Tiger, taking some time. Fantastic young man, fantastic athlete this kid brings in. You just got to love this cat. Just the passion. He gets you jacked up. If you want more of him, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.